Yeah, I have like, I think I have 350 songs on my iPod, so I try to.
You got a random button over, you just got to select things every day?
Pretty random. Just make sure it's clean. Today, you know, overall, I would say these guys have worked extremely hard. They've been competitive. You know, the guys have shown a really good commitment to trying to learn what we're doing. And I thought today was a good example of that. I really think as it relates to this week, I can see improvement, you know, throughout the 3 days. So I thought overall it was a good week and a good way to end the week today.
Bill, how's DeVere Posey progressing in your system?
Say that again?
He's
doing a good job. You know, he's a conscientious guy. He works hard at it. He studies. You know, he asks good questions. You know, fun guy to coach because you know he's working at it, trying to learn it.
Bill, you guys obviously know the system inside and out. The pace that you've taught them, do you think you're giving them, I guess you always want to be giving them as much as possible but not giving them too much. Do you think you've been doing well with giving them the right amount?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. We've thrown a lot of information, especially at the veterans. And I think this was the seventh or eighth week that we've been together, and we've thrown a lot of info at these guys. And to me, they've picked it up, as well as could be expected to this point. You know, there's a lot of different nuances to the offense, and there's really good questions and things that they're hearing for the first time because it's a new system. And I've been pleased with the way they've studied it and picked it up, especially the guys that have been here.
Bill, throughout, obviously you have to evaluate these guys, but you're also teaching them new systems. So how do you kind of balance that when you're evaluating a guy, knowing that he might not know everything he needs to know?
Well, that's part of the evaluation. You know, that it's all part of the evaluation. You know, how a guy, you know, there's a progression. So you meet in the morning, you have a walkthrough, and then you go out and practice. And so how does the guy take the information from the meeting to the walkthrough to the practice and perform on the field? Because it's all of our jobs to go out there every day and perform on the field, whether you're a coach or a player. So the learning, the ability to perform on the field and produce on the field relative to your position is all part of the evaluation.
At what point do you see the players getting to the point where instead of thinking so much, they're just being able to do it?
You know, that's an interesting question. You know, I'm not sure what the answer is to that, whether it's next week or training camp or, you know, maybe the last mini camp in June. You know, I'm not sure. I know this, that the guys, like I said before, have studied and they're asking really good questions. You can tell that they're putting time in. They're taking their iPads home over the weekends and working at it. And you can tell that it's progressing in the right direction, which is all you can really ask at this point of the year. And then hopefully, you know, I would say by training camp, once we get back and we kind of do the installation all over again, hopefully, you know, guys at that point really have it down.
You mentioned those iPads yesterday, before. What do you like about that as a learning tool, and how does that change how players learn what you're teaching?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different learning tools. So, you know, first of all, walkthroughs are a really good learning tool. Obviously, meetings. I really believe in video, showing the guys tape of their own things that they do well, things that they need to improve on, schematic type things on video. And then the iPads to me have been really good because in the past, at least the last time I was in the NFL, we had the big thick playbook, you know, especially as it relates to quarterbacks. So you'd see them lugging that big thick playbook around, and now they're able to have all that information. So, you know, George and Romeo, Liggs, they put all the information on the iPad, you know, the night before or two nights before of what's going in 2 days from that practice or the next day or whatever it is, and so that the guys can get a jump on it. And to me, that's been a really good tool to have here.
Because of all these tools, Bill, do you have different or higher expectations for how quickly guys can pick things up, should pick things up?
Well, our expectation level here in Houston is very high. You know, this is a pro football team. So and these are pro football players. We're pro coaches, so our expectation level for these guys and for ourselves is very high.
Coach, that said, the level of expectation of the quarterbacks, certain levels, what do you expect them to be? Can you give us
an idea? You know, I don't know. I think each guy learns at a different pace, no matter what position you play. Now, saying that, the quarterbacks have to really, you know, they have to pick it up really fairly quickly. You know, they've got to get going. And to me, what I've seen with especially the three guys that have been here, with Ryan, TJ, and Case, those guys have picked it up for this point of the point in time where we're at pretty well. You know, they're at, like I said before about like Devier, they're asking good questions. They're obviously studying it the night before. They're able to go out there and you know, lead the offense because they have the knowledge of the whole play. So I've been pleased with their progress to this point.
Have you any feelings or thoughts on Garrett Crick at this point? Obviously, he's a logical replacement for Antonio Smith.
Jared's really worked hard this offseason. He's been here every day. He's been here quite a bit on his own, working in the weight room and the film room. You know, you can tell that he's a good team guy. He's you know, like Bill Kolar would say, he's grinding it out, and that's what he's doing. You know, I would say that about all those guys on the defensive line. They're working extremely hard. And then, like with all linemen, like I think I said yesterday, you know, the true test comes when the pads go on. You know, it's hard to make a total evaluation of a lineman when you're out there in just helmets. But to this point, Jared and the rest of those guys have done exactly what we've asked them to do.
Obviously, you'd like to see him. I mean, he understands the opportunity here, and you'd like to see a guy raise, you know, react to that and do it. And it sounds like that's what.
Yeah, well, you would think that, and you would hope that everybody understands the opportunity that they have here. You know, there's, you know, 85 plus guys out there today, and you know, to me, they all have an opportunity, every one of them. And you know, you'd have to ask them what they think about that opportunity, but you're hoping that everybody understands the opportunity they have.
Bill, how about the running situation? How do you evaluate your running back?
You know, again, just like any other position, we evaluate it on a day-to-day basis based on, you know, how are they learning, or how are they progressing with the offense, how do they take that and apply it to the field and produce on the field. So, you know, to me, just like any other position, those guys are working hard. They're coachable, and you know, they seem to be progressing pretty well. Again, it's only three OTA practices. You know, like, you know, it's May. What is it? Coop, the 29th, huh? Yeah, the 29th. I mean, we don't play the Redskins till I think it's what, September? Right, so we got a little time, but it seems like the positions are progressing nicely.
Coach, with that said, though, is there a particular position group that is progressing and picking up the system faster?
No. Hey, nope.
You talk about leadership a lot, but, you know, this obviously isn't a team with an incumbent quarterback or a Ray Lewis guy on the roster. How do you develop leadership on a team that is relatively young and all getting into a new scheme together?
Oh, I would say we have pretty good leadership in this football team. You know, I think on both sides of the ball, special teams, Shane Leckler, you know, defensively, J.J. Watt, Brian Cushing, Brooks Reed, Jonathan Joseph, Kareem Jackson, Swearinger, offensively, Dwayne Brown, Chris Myers, Foster. I think the quarterbacks have shown, the guys that have been here, the three guys that have been here, have shown good leadership ability. Obviously, Andre Johnson, when he decides to come back, you know, I think we have good leadership on this football team.
Bill, you guys have talked and then evaluated and see him on the field these 3 days in a row. What do you do over the weekend now as a coaching staff to evaluate the end of week two, since you won't be able to have that immediate, you know, reaction?
Right. Well, I have to travel to Austin this afternoon to Houston Texans function, so we'll pick it back up as a staff tomorrow sometime in the morning. We'll cover this tape that we just practiced. We'll cover this video tomorrow. And then over the weekend, we will prepare for the following week, which we've already really, you know, done a lot of work on that. But now it's time to kind of regroup after these three practices and see what we need. You know, obviously we need, you know, let's say more two-minute work. You know, we just kind of installed that today. Or, you know, obviously we haven't gotten to a lot of red area, you know, being backed up, four-minute offense, you know, a lot of different situational type things. So we have to take stock of that, of where we're at. We have an inventory list of things we have to get covered. And I think we're in the right direction, but we've got to kind of regroup this weekend and see where we are relative to next week.
You mentioned DJ Springer's when you route off some leaders, and he's only in his second year. What do you like about him so far?
I think he's passionate about the game. I do believe he's a young player, but I think he practices hard. He's coachable. I believe he's a good teammate. And I think he's a guy that really loves football, and that's what I like about DJ.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep.
Thank you.